The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Hey, first of all, we have a lot of visitors here this morning, so we want to welcome you. Okay. We pray for your discernment, but we want you to come to Hope. This morning, more importantly, I'd like to introduce to you Eric Scaff. A lot of love already. Eric is a senior, a chemistry major from Flint, Michigan, hoping to go to med school next year. He has been part of the swim team. He's
still
retired. Yeah. And an EMEA scholar. More fully, Eric is someone who has lived into and is living into the calling to recognize Christ as Lord. So I'm going to pray and let him go. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray that this morning you would speak through Eric, and we bless you for his witness on campus. Amen.
What does it mean to be a Christian? I mean, most of us identify as Christians, but what does that mean? How does that separate us from the rest of the people in the world? Perhaps we have some insider's language to talk about testimonies, God's will, and fellowships as we write hashtag blessed on Instagram photos. Maybe it's just a label we get assigned because we were born in a Christian home. But I want to know what it means for me to self-identify as a Christian and to act like one. What does it really mean to be a Christian? I have long struggled with this question. I grew up in a Christian home with the best role models I could have asked for, with loving parents and inspiring siblings. I regularly attended church and youth group functions where I could interact with other Christians and question what it meant to be one, but have still sunk into a dangerous three-fourths Christianity that didn't put faith into action. During my high school years and into college, my version of being a Christian did not translate into everyday action. This flavor of Christianity, went to church on Sundays, knew the major Bible stories, and sometimes even went to Bible study on Wednesday. My actions were unsubstantial, generally acceptable social practices like not smoking or drinking, avoiding pornography, trying not to swear, and saving sex until marriage. Now, none of this is wrong by any means, but it just isn't all the way there. I didn't know how my faith could influence my chemistry classes, my swimming, or my future career as a physician. The first reason for why there must be more to Christianity starts with the claim, Christ is Lord. When I say that I am a Christian, I'm conceding that Christ is Lord over every area of my life. Christ is Lord. Just hearing that phrase gives me goosebumps, honestly. What does it mean to be Lord? In Philippians 2, 10 through 11, Paul writes, "So at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Every knee should bow. Can you imagine that? A simple name, but with such profound implications that every person and manner of being should bow. That doesn't sound like a God to just be part of my life. That's a God that demands the center of my life and to impact every area of life today and every day. If Christ is Lord, then he is present and involved in the world today. By acknowledging him as Savior, Christians' faith must act in this world. Faith must translate into action. The second reason why my Christian faith had to go further is because of the reality of sin in the world. My junior year at Hope, I joined the EMEA Scholars Program, where I began to do research on the United States healthcare system. My research led me to see disparities in Americans' access to care, to the quality of care, and to healthcare outcomes. The most vulnerable in our society were often the ones who suffered from a healthcare system that didn't reach all people. I was angered and upset by the systematic sin that centered on greed and power rather than an individual's health. I also saw how I'm unintentionally a participant in this and other systems of oppression through my choices as a consumer, by overlooking differences in people's background or race, and through my ignorance towards things like sex slavery going on around me. In the end, I could only conclude that the world is a broken place full of sinful people, and I was one of them. Now, when my earlier version of Christianity was confronted with the sinful realities of the world, I would have said, yeah, that stinks, but God will come eventually and fix it. This is a pretty lame answer and doesn't acknowledge how God cares for the world now. In Psalm 68, God is described as a father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows, and providing for the poor. In Matthew 25, Jesus likens himself to the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and the prisoner by saying, whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me. And in James 1:27, Paul states that religion that God our Father finds pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress. When I began to understand Jesus and what God cares about, my worldview suddenly changed. Now I felt a desire to love what God loves. I wanted to care for the injustices of the world today. Instead of waiting for someday, God seeks an earth as it is in heaven for today. The final part to my understanding of Christian doctrine is that Christians must do something about the sin in the world today. Christ as Lord demands faith into action. So how does this impact me personally? It's nice to have a theological background about Christ's lordship and the reality of sin, but I've always thought to live it for myself. What does that mean to me? As a student at Hope College, that meant trying to see a deeper purpose behind my activities. It was no longer school just to get a good grade or to pass, but something where I could use my gifts and talents to develop myself to be the best I can be. I started to see my science classes as developing an understanding of God's creation to better care for the earth and the people who live here. With that knowledge, I could become a high-quality physician. Swimming was no longer just a sport to compete in, but something where I saw the intrinsic value of simply enjoying the sport, pushing my limits, and learning attitude and goal-setting techniques that would guide me for the rest of my life. My relationships with my teammates and friends weren't for personal gain or gratification. Instead, they improved as I sought to see people through God's eyes by looking for their unique gifts and abilities. Christ as Lord means an approach to everything with the knowledge that Christ is with you and is all-powerful. He holds influence over every sphere of life and cares for the sin in this world. The statement Christ is Lord will even carry into my career. I wanted to be a doctor for a long time because of my personal experience with medical treatment. However, as my Christian doctrine developed, I had a better motivational understanding as to why healing others mattered so much. I no longer was just doing it for myself or just to help others because it made me feel good, but because God cared for others. I could do something with the gratitude I felt towards Christ. For me personally, I've developed a passion for Americans who don't have much access to high-quality healthcare, specifically those of a lower socioeconomic status. Therefore, I feel a career that fits my personality and does something about this inequality is a primary care physician for underserved populations. This is what I found it means to be a Christian, to do something with the knowledge that Christ died and rose again for our sins. I can now joyfully pursue something like medicine because I know I want to love those who God loves. So what does this mean for all the Hope students here? For many, there's this myth that you can only incorporate Christ into your work if you have a certain profession. People like pastors, missionaries, or people in Christian nonprofit organizations are those that come to mind when we think of doing holy work. However, anyone can incorporate Christ into his or her work. One of the best examples of this is from my favorite movie of all time, The Lego Movie. In The Lego Movie, there are a select group of interesting individuals like Superman, the 2004 NBA All-Stars, Dumbledore, and Michelangelo, who are called Master Builders. These people are the ones in the Lego universe who have the ability to build new Legos from their own imaginations. However, their small group fails horrifically against the might of President Business. Just as all seems lost, they contact the rest of the Lego universe to tell them that they can all be master builders and to start creating. All of a sudden, construction workers, hot dog stand employee, and crazy cat lady start to believe in themselves. In consequence, they come up with ideas and build Legos that combat President Business's robots. It doesn't take an extraordinary profession or important status to do Christ's work. We are all master builders in our own right. Today, that may mean finding Christ in your schoolwork, in your activities, and in your social life. In the future, that means finding Christ in your profession. To be a Christian means that Christ must be Lord of every area of life. It means doing something with the knowledge of sin and redemption for the world. This can happen as an accountant, a dancer, a biologist, or a social worker. There's not a college major or future profession that can't proclaim Christ as Lord through their work. If Christ is Lord, then he has an impact on how we approach our education and how we practice our career. This is what makes a Christian. A Christian is somebody whose faith causes them to act differently. Their faith translates into action. A major disclaimer. I rarely do this right. I'm still struggling with how to better incorporate Christ into all my activities. I'm still broken by sin and fail often. Being a Christian doesn't mean I will do this perfectly. But it does mean I can allow Christ to better use me in everything I do as I try to make Christ Lord of every part of my life. The fact that Christ is Lord changes everything. I can view the sin in the world through the eyes of hope as I participate with Christ's redemptive work in the world. This is what gives me passion and motivation to excel at medical school when I start next fall. I want to become the best physician I can be to serve Americans of lower socioeconomic status. I challenge and pray for everyone here to see Christ as Lord of every part of your schooling today and in the future in your respective professions. Thank you. Go in peace.